I'm Lorraine. I'm an addict. I want to say thank you to the ladies that spoke before me. Y'all did an awesome job, man. Y'all carried a great message. Thank you. They were great. They were just amazing. Y'all were just like, wow, that's incredible. I want to thank the ladies that prayed with me a little while ago. I got some peace, like, okay, get out of the way. It's not a big deal. Just go and do what we do here, right? And that's carry the message. I want to say thank you to Hacknuff. Is it a fundraiser? I don't know. It's a fundraiser for the convention, for inviting me to come out. It's always an honor. It's a privilege to be asked to speak anywhere in Narcotics Anonymous. I want to say thank you to God for bringing me here. I just celebrated 20 years clean. It's incredible. That's incredible to me. It still blows me away, like, by just grace that I made it here to the rooms to hear the message that y'all been carrying, you know, that an addict, any addict, and I was that addict 20 years ago. 20 years ago, 3-6-99, I surrendered to the God of my understanding, and I asked for help, and help became available because I became open-minded, you know, and I didn't do it. God did that for me, like open my mind, open my heart, my ears to hear what the message that's been carried, you know, that I too could recover. And that's the message today. That's why I'm here today. The topic is service. So I'm like, whoa, that's the 12th step. Like, I've had an awakening as a result of the steps of Narcotics Anonymous, and I can carry this message. I've been given a gift. We've all been given a gift. And that's to carry it, to keep giving it away. You know, in our medallion, it says God, self, service, and society. And I've gotten one of those every year for 20 years in a row. I haven't got loaded, no matter what. That's our message. Like, no matter what happens, we do not have to use, no matter what. Right? No matter what. So I'm totally grateful that we got to come down here. We've been everywhere. We've been, this past year has been like New York, we've been to Florida, we've been to California, we've just like been everywhere. So now we're in Houston, Texas, right here, right now. So, yay, thank you, Houston. Dang. So service has been a very important part of my recovery, because like everyone before me shared, it was always about, I started using at a very early age. I was always, you know, into myself. The disease was present way before I picked up, like a lot of y'all shared. It's in the basic text. My ideas, my feelings, everything was about, you know, me and my little world. So when I started using, it just kind of stopped all that, and I just kind of, the disease told me what to do, when to do it, who to hurt, what, all of that. You know, so there, I caused a lot of damage, you know, in active addiction, not only to myself, but to society, to my family, to my loved ones, you know. And I had no earthly idea how I was going to get rid of that shame and that guilt that is in your spirit, that is just like in there, no matter how much step work you do, right? No matter how many times you ride on the steps, there's still that something that's in there that just is like, you're condemned by guilt. You know, I was just like, felt guilt for my children having to be born addicted and go through withdrawals. That shit just like didn't feel right. When it was happening, it was okay because I was loaded, but when I got clean, that shit just, it didn't settle well with me, you know? Having to, for them to have to go through withdrawals because of me and just, all that shit, man, it was just there. You know, someone talked about mommy issues and talked about, you know, having all that stuff with the family. And I came from a crazy upbringing. I was telling Patrick earlier, we were, you know, we have great road trips. He's my road dog, my celly, my service partner, my husband. You know, it's like we do some good time in the free, really free world. Like, we're free, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we were talking about, like, how the fourth step just stops the justification of being a victim. I said, I wanted to be a victim. Like, I really wanted to be a victim. You know, when I got here, I wanted, like, well, y'all, my family was really fucked up. So y'all don't understand, you know? Till I had to really take a look within at how something within me always put me in conflict with you. Something in me, right? How I reacted to my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, all of that. Like, I had to look at me. You know, y'all talked about that. Like, I have to keep the focus on me. How did you react? What did you expect? What did you tell yourself? Separate all that insanity. Separate the confusion, the contradiction. You have to separate it. I wanted to really believe, like, y'all didn't understand that uniqueness. And man, thank you for loving me, even when I couldn't love myself. Thank you. And telling me to keep coming back, to keep writing, you know, to be of service, to get out of myself, you know, to go give back. Service has served me well. You know, our first, in our basic text, it talks about, like, we're willing to drive hundreds of miles to go support a group, that we lead by example and not direction. And y'all led by example. Y'all showed me what was working for y'all. Like, get out of yourself, set up some chairs, make the coffee, you know, wait for the addict suffering, give them a hug, you know, the newcomer, they're important. You know, y'all treated me like I was important, and I had to do that for others. Like, I had to, you know, show love and the same that y'all were giving me. I'd have to give it away. And H&I, I got into H&I very early in my recovery. Well, actually, not very early. After I did an 8-step, my sponsor was like, oh, girl, you got some amends to make. Some indirect ones, like, there's no way that you're not gonna go to the stores and the people you sold dope to, and, you know, the society. You're not gonna go, and you, some of them you might never see them. So there's, like, these indirect amends that you can make, and so that's how my journey in H&I started. It started very early. I think had like maybe a few months, you know, a year. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity and that gift of being able to go and tell others about Narcotics Anonymous. I want everybody, I'm still excited about carrying this message. I don't understand the I got burned out bullshit that I hear. I don't understand that, because my spirit still is excited about, like, man, I have a way out. And I want to tell everybody, any addict that's suffering, that's fucking dying, that they can recover too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm still excited. Like, I know that's my purpose. I know that God saved my life for that. I'm not confused. Do you know, I know some of y'all that when you do service, how that feeling, like, you know, you just feel so, like, elated. And you know how I feel when we're doing service is, like, I feel I'm in the will of God, because I pray for knowledge of God's will and the power to carry it out, right? So I know that I'm, like, in God's will by getting out of myself, because my problem, my spiritual dilemma is my total self-centeredness, self-obsession. It's not about me. It's about getting out of myself, and that's how I recover. You know, spiritually. You know, I thought this was going to be like all women, and I said, I'm going to go talk about fucking menopause and, you know, all that good shit, you know, right? Because we can stay clean through that shit too. I said, my sponsor told me, I called her about a year ago. I was going nuts. You know, my emotions were everywhere. I thought, like, what the fuck is happening? Am I not understanding the steps? What's happening, right? My emotions were just everywhere, and I told Gayla I would share about this, because it got really crazy for me. I heard some of the ladies talk about, like, I didn't know how to deal with my anger. I didn't know how to deal with, like, stuff that was coming up from the past. It was really loud. My husband crossed his arms one day, and I was, like, wanting to fight. And crazy, you know, like crazy. He was like, "What is wrong with you, girl?" He bought me a Snickers and a rose, and like I was having bad days. You know, bad days. Someone talked about the darkness, and that darkness happened like 2 years ago, and we were having problems ourselves. It was crazy. It was like, and I was like, you know, I grew up like, you don't tell nobody. Don't fucking tell nobody what's happening here. And he's like, "Oh, no, no, no. We're not playing that shit. We're honest here, you know. We can't pretend, you know." So, but it was serious. It was like causing me pain. I was going to M&S and I shared like I'm a victim. And thank you, the women that were there that were like, "Oh, honey, go sit and write. It's you." You know, thank God. You know, because I wanted to, and what started happening was and I didn't want to do this because I have worked the steps, I've been a service, I've done, and I didn't want to admit that I needed some outside help. I didn't want to admit that, but I want to tell you that it was one of the best things that I could have done for me, because I had to revisit a lot of stuff from the past. And I'm not saying, like, you know, NA is not enough, none of that, but just like if we have a headache or we have a flu or we have, you know, dental problems, we go to outside professionals and we get help. I had to go get help because it was getting loud. And the times that my stepdad tried to kill me and tried to kill my mom and all that shit was coming back. And it wouldn't stop. No matter how much I surrendered, no matter how much I prayed, no matter how entirely ready I was, it wouldn't stop. And let me tell you, that was like the best. You know what I had to do? I had to go embrace. I used to hear about, like, you have to embrace your little girl. And I was like, fuck that bullshit. That bitch needs to grow up. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would think. Like, well, I'm grown. I'm grown, you know? Thank you, Grace. You know, And I had to go and get vulnerable and talk about that little scared little girl. I did. I had to go and learn to, like, tell her she was going to be okay and embrace her and tell her she didn't need to be scared anymore. And check it out. God is so amazing. You know what? And I learned a lot of stuff here. I'm so grateful because I was sitting in that couch. And I was telling her, "Oh, I'm a prisoner of my own mind, condemned by my own guilt, like it says in the basic text." She'd be like, "Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good." You know what I'm saying? Like, "Shit, what happened?" You know? And someone talked about forgiveness, right? Somebody talked about like that forgiveness. And I used to cringe. And no matter how much I prayed, and no matter how much I would say, you know, well, I pray for my stepdad. My stepdad killed, like, a lot of people. And that's been so long ago that I thought, why am I still, like, why is this stuff still coming up? You know? It was that stuff that was stuck in there. And I used to not want to practice that forgiveness. I'd say, yeah, well, you know, just, like, let me ignore it. Pray for him. Yeah, I prayed. I wrote him a letter, all that stuff. But I had to go deal with that stuff. I had to go deal and embrace that little girl that was thrown under the bed when the shootings were happening. All of that. Like, I had to get with that little girl. You know, it was like stuff was coming out. That was buried so deep. You know, and check it out. God is so amazing. After I had done some of that work, because we're H&I, like we do H&I all the time. So my stepdad got killed in a prison in Huntsville. He took hostages. It was crazy. It was insane. I used to get mad because my mom would say, "I loved him." "You fucking loved him? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?" You know, like... You know? those were my role models. That's what I was telling Patrick, like my uncles, everybody, they were all in prison. Everybody sold dope. We did the, you know, only my grandma was like freaking out because we wouldn't eat. She was like, why don't y'all, I cooked, y'all want to eat? Nobody wanted to fucking eat. Like, we wanted to, but we couldn't. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't sit and eat. So those were the, you know, the role models that I had. So check it out. God is incredible because it lined up so well. A service, I'm telling you, has served us, served me well. Like, God always, you know, sets it up, man. Just right on his time. And it says that in the ninth step in the basic text that many miracles will occur, right? And it's timing is essential. Timing is essential. And I pay attention to that because I don't pass up stuff with a minimum of concern of what's happening and, you know, the miracles, the coincidences that are happening. And I had been wanting to go to the walls to go do it tonight. Like, I want to go to the walls. It just didn't never happen. But God knows when it was time. They said, Juan Carlos and Sonia are like, hey, do y'all want to come to the walls? We have an event happening, you know. So we showed up. And check it out. God is incredible how he works it out through service, through just like this message, this life-saving message. We went right up the ramp. I got to go up right up the ramp where my stepdad got killed, right? We got to share in a H&I presentation to the inmates there. And you know what happened that moment? There was some inmates that were celebrating clean time. And one guy came up, and he had 26 years clean. And he came to get his tag. And when he was getting his tag, his eyes were like glistening. He said, I might be locked up, but I'm free. And that just like, I got free too. I got free too. I let that shit go, man. It all like made sense. I can't give back enough to Narcotics Anonymous for giving me like a life worth living, a life worth living. You know, I have a relationship with my mom. I was talking to Patrick about it. Like, she just came over and stayed with us. Now I don't hate her. My insides don't cringe when I talk to her. You know, I can be of service to her. I can be a good daughter, right? I can be of service at home when I don't want to do the fucking laundry. I do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can do the things that I don't want to do. I can practice these principles in all my affairs. I can be of service to my little grandchildren when they want to throw a little fit. I was telling my mom I'm a little worried about my little five-year-old grandson because he started missing his mommy, and he wanted Tylenol. I'm like, oh, shit, I think he's one of us. You know, like, he doesn't know how to feel his feelings. He wants to, like, you know, like. But I can be a grandmother to my grandchildren and swing them and, you know, be of service and be there, be present, be what I wasn't to my children. I can do that today. You know, I can practice. I can be a good wife. I was thinking of that, like, man, I thought I had done enough work when we got together. I had 10 years clean. And then all of a sudden that shit reappeared. You know, thank you, honey, for being selfless and for loving me. You know, he was patient, man. He really was. He just like, it's going to be okay, honey. Get the help that you need. Get the help that you need. And we would pray together. And God heard us because shit got better. And we get to go be of service in a lot of places and carry the message. And, you know, just like, wow. My sister was saying, well, my sister's in recovery too. What the fuck? Like, we carried the message. I was like, look. Because someone said, who's the black sheep? I was the black sheep. So I told them, okay, if I can get clean, and I was the problem, What's up? Why are you not getting clean? Right? So I kind of, at first I was insistent, and then I backed up. My sponsor was like, you just got to let him be. Just, you're powerless. Just pray for him. So when they reached out and they were in desperation, she says, she still says, and I make fun of her because she says, in depression, we sought help. I said, no, desperation. You were fucking desperate. You know, we sought help, you know. And when she called, I was like, well, go to a meeting. You know, she went to a meeting. She's going to celebrate 18 years clean. So it worked. You know what I'm saying? That's been, I could stand up here for an hour and talk about relationships. I've had to do a lot of work on that too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it hasn't been a like, oh, we just came in, got clean, and we got to get along. And man, there was a lot of garbage in the way, you know, for us to be kind and loving and, you know, not, you know, because we would throw down. So if we didn't like, you know, how it was, whatever was said, like, hit her with the phone, with the 2x4, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how we live. We were insane, you know, and mama, get the gun. Y'all better cut your shit out. You know, so it's true. That's how she would deal, like, stop it. You know, it was crazy. I'm so grateful that we don't live like that anymore. You know, we don't. My mom's an older lady that got clean, and when we, you know, when I'm being of service, because, you know, that's just what my heart tells me to do, and to be kind and to make amends for all the wrong that I did to her. You know, I'm not a victim. The 8-step cleared away the justification of that shit. You're not a victim. You did harm too. You know, whatever it was, what's the exact nature? Look at the exact nature, your exact name, not theirs, yours. You know, and how can you be of service? How can you change? How can the transformation of your spirit happen? You know, how can you be different in this situation? How can you make it right? And I've been able to do that, you know, and treat her with that compassion, you know, and have great conversations with her. Great conversations, you know, about like, man, we got away with some shit, huh, Mom? You know? Like, no, really. She's not confused about God's grace either. You know? She doesn't work the program the way that I want her to work the program, but she does it to the best of her ability. She doesn't get loaded. She doesn't sell dope anymore. You know? This program is incredible. It transforms lives. You know, I still like to play around with her. I like to knock on her door and I say, FBI, open the fucking door. Right? And she, because that's how we used to live. You know, they'd come in with like, don't move and, you know, all that craziness. And that hasn't happened in 20 years. You know, it hasn't happened. So she'll open the door. She used to have mansions, and she used to have a lot of money and bodyguards and all that insanity, right? It was like she was part of the cartel and all that. And so now she lives in a little two-bedroom housing apartment, and she's like on a fixed income, and she'll open the door, and she's like, come in. I don't got shit to hide. I have peace in my heart, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters. That peace that we never imagined possible that the basic text talks about. I have that today. I have that. She has that today. And, you know, I could go on and on. Look, I got to go to Africa to be of service. I never imagined this little old junkie was going to be in fucking Africa. Like, you know what I'm saying? Carrying the message in a prison. You know, I got to go into the women's, the juvenile, the men's prison. It's incredible, man. It's just, wow. And then another gift when I went to Africa was like, you know, I'm standing at the where the oceans meet, like the Atlantic and the Indian Ocean meet, and it's incredible. It's incredible. I'm in touch with God's beauty. It was just an incredible moment. And I looked back, and Patrick's like, right? He proposed to me. And
Yeah.
And we've, aww. That was incredible. That was incredible. Thank you for taking our vows seriously. You know, I told him earlier because I'm not working, and he was buying me gas, and he's like, well, you can owe me. I'm like, oh, no, we said richer for poor. I'm poor right now. I'm poor. Thank you for honoring the vows, really, you know, and sickness and health, because I've been sick, you know. And I'm doing a lot better. You know, I had a hysterectomy a year ago, and that was the best thing ever. Thank you. My sponsees rock. My sponsor rocks, too. I love sponsorship. It's an incredible gift to be of service. You know, my sponsee, I was like, oh, my doctor said I had to have a hysterectomy. I'm freaking out. Oh, I already had mine. You'll be fucking fine. I said, okay. Thank you. That gave me courage. That gave me courage, you know? So I said, okay. So, I don't let go, like it says, quietly in the third step, right? Like, we let go quietly. I don't. I'll fight. I try to hold on, you know? I went to the doctor, and I had just done a third step, and she's like, do you want to live? And I said, because I was like, no, I don't want to have the surgery. No, because my head was saying, oh, my God, your sex life's going to be over. I'm being honest, right? Like, I'm sure y'all are women. Y'all know that shit comes up. Like, you know. And I'm getting a little vulnerable here, honey. The mask have to go, right? Yeah. So I was a little like, freaking out, like, you know, I don't know if I want to do this. You know, I'm all fucked up on the inside, like it's hurting, and you know, it's I'm crazy, and you know, it was insane. And she said, no, it has to be done. Do you want to live? And I was like, I heard God, like you said, take my will and my life, show me how to live. So do you want to live? So I said, okay, let's do it, you know, let's do it. And it was a great thing. It was not bad. We still have a sex life. Yeah. I'm just sharing some hope. Right? Well, because I'm sure one of y'all might have to go. My sponsor told me, well, you're going to be able to use this to help another woman. And I was like, fuck you. Like, how is that shit going to, you know, but I guess it's true. So hopefully it gives someone some hope. She gave me the, you know, that. No matter what, and you know what? Check this out. I didn't get loaded. I didn't even want to take the pain medication. I was so afraid. I respect my disease. Like, one is too many. I haven't forgot, right? And the doctor was like, oh, no, you have to take this prescription for Dilaudid. Like, what? You know? Like, I got with God. Like, God, you know who I am? You know what I suffer from, and I'm scared? Help me. I didn't have to take that. I took Motrin 800 and a lot of prayer, and my husband was such a great servant. Thank you so much. He would bring me water and food and clean the house and, you know, just practices. He lives this shit, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. And I healed up, and I'm good. You know, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good in the hood. So, you know, so I'm grateful that, you know, y'all asked me to come share. I'm grateful to have great relationships with women, you know, because when I got here, I didn't have I didn't have the confidence. I was talking to someone earlier that's new. If you're new, welcome. Stay. Let us love you until you can love yourself, you know? And she was telling me how uncomfortable it was to, like, how do you hang out? What do you do? Like, what do you say? What do you do? You know, I just feel weird. I'm like, well, be weird with us. Like, we're all fucking weird. Yeah, just stay. So she gave me the 5-minute sign, so thank you for allowing me to be of service, to be here, to hopefully I shared something that helped at least one person. And I'm going to keep coming back. Thank you.